Hello and welcome to Daily Prayer today for June 10th, 2021. I am Reverend Aaron Ochart. Glad you are with me. A quick announcement. I am actually shifting things up a little bit. I'm taking out the devotion reading that we have been doing from the Mission Yearbook. I commend that to you to continue on. But the other side of that announcement is we are now presenting this Daily Prayer as a podcast as well. So if you would like to just listen rather than watch, you can go ahead and use your podcast, however you see podcast or listen to podcasts, and use that. Go to our website, johncalvinchurch.org. There is a button for the daily prayer service, and you can get the RSS feed for that. Anyways, thank you so much for joining me. Let's go ahead and get started. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. We pray to you, O Lord, you hear us in the morning. At sunrise, we offer our prayer and wait for your answer. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. O Lord, our God, we give you thanks that through the gift of our baptism, you have poured out your grace upon us and claimed us as your beloved people. By the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to love and serve you always and to love and serve one another. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Our readings for today are Psalm 116 and 147, verses 12 through 20. Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, 9 through 11, 15 to 16a, and 2, 2 through 3a, 2 Corinthians 12, 1 through 10, and Luke 19, 28 through 40. Psalm 116. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Because God inclined God's ear to me. Therefore, I will call on God as long as I live. The snares of death encompassed me. The pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, save my life. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is merciful. The Lord protects the simple. When I was brought low, God saved me. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I kept my faith even when I said, I am greatly afflicted. I said in my consternation, everyone is a liar. What shall I return to the Lord for all God's bounty to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all God's people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of God's faithful ones. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the child of your serving girl. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you a thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all God's people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. And Psalm 147, verses 12 through 20. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For God strengthens the bars of your gates. God blesses your children within you. God grants peace within your borders. God fills you with the finest of wheat. God sends out God's command to the earth. God's word runs swiftly. God gives snow like wool. God scatters frost like ashes. God hurls down hail like crumbs. Who can stand before God's cold? God sends out his word and melts them. God makes his wind blow and the waters flow. God declares his word to Jacob, God's statutes and ordinances to Israel. God has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know God's ordinances. Praise the Lord. And from Song of Solomon, chapter 1 and 2, various verses. The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine, your anointing oils are fragrant, your name is perfume poured out, therefore the maidens love you. I compare you, my love, to a mare among Pharaoh's chariots. Your cheeks are comely with ornaments, your neck with strings of jewels. We will make you ornaments of gold, studded with silver. Ah, you are beautiful, my love. Ah, you are beautiful. Your eyes are doves. Ah, you are beautiful, my beloved, truly lovely. As a lily among brambles, so is my love among maidens. As an apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among young men. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 10. It is necessary to boast. Nothing is to be gained by it, but I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a person in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up in the third heaven, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows. And I know that such a person, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, was caught up into paradise and heard things that are not to be told, that no mortal is permitted to repeat. On behalf of such a one, I will boast. But on my own behalf, I will not boast, except of my weaknesses. But if I wish to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will be speaking the truth, but I refrain from it, so that no one may think better of me than what is seen in me or heard from me, even considering the exceptional character of the revelations. Therefore, to keep me from being too elated, a thorn was given me in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. To keep me from being too elated, 3 times I appealed to the Lord about this, that it would leave me. But God said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. So I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong. And from Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 40. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethpage and Bethany at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent 2 of his disciples, saying, go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it? Just say this, the Lord needs it. So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, why are you untying the colt? They said, the Lord needs it. Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, teacher, order your disciples to stop. He answered, I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out. The word of the Lord, thanks be to God. So our readings for today, we've got, we are now switching our Old Testament reading. No longer are we reading from Deuteronomy. We are now in the Song of Solomon. What is the Song of Solomon? Well, the Song of Solomon is an erotic poem written presumably, or at least it's attributed to Solomon, who had some 300 wives. It is written as a sort of back and forth. It's written as almost a play. There is sort of this chorus of women who sort of repeat back and to whom the woman is speaking to and back and forth about the beloved, this dear one of hers, right? Presumably Solomon. So it is full of all sorts of just flowery language. It's a very lovely language, and there is some very erotic language. There's not a whole lot here. I'm noticing that they're picking and choosing verses, so it's fairly tame. There are some subtle and not so subtle connections. So we'll go ahead and see that. Traditionally, Christians have looked at this piece as ultimately this exploration of not only love itself, and specifically kind of erotic, you know, lovey love, romantic love, that's the word I'm thinking of, but also as a sort of a love sonnet between Christ and the church. That there's this sort of that type of relationship, this desire and this longing. So that's one of the ways that it's kind of traditionally looked at and seen as something to raise up. There's lots of interesting stuff in there, and we'll go ahead and look at it. Again, today's was pretty tame, you know, beautiful, an apple tree among the trees of the wood. There are some really interesting cultural kind of connections praises for the beauty or the strength or whatever it is. And culturally, they don't quite make sense to us. Things like your nose is like a great tower, which usually I would not suggest saying to someone, especially a female person. May not go over too well in our culture. But anyways, 2 Corinthians, Paul is continuing to talk about how he's boasting in his weakness. Right, so he's sort of continuing to compare himself to these other so-called super apostles who kind of think very highly of themselves, and because they think so highly of themselves, they're sort of poo-pooing Paul to the Corinthian church. And so he's kind of writing to defend himself, and part of that is he's saying, I'm not going to boast in those things. I might boast, I've got a friend who was taken up into heaven and saw these amazing visions. Some suggest that this was actually Paul himself, and he doesn't want to brag about it. It could be someone like John, who wrote the Revelation, the Apocalypse of John. It may have been someone like that. But the point is that Paul is bragging not in his own accomplishments, but in the accomplishments of others. For himself, he is much more willing to brag about his weaknesses. Specifically, this thorn in his flesh, whatever it was, there's all sorts of many suggestions on what this thorn in his flesh might be. But he says, three times I prayed that God would take this thing away. And the purpose and the message that he got was, no, my grace is sufficient for you. And so Paul takes this as this weakness that he's going to boast about. I have to deal with this all of my life, whatever the this might be. And for us, it may be, we could list all those many thorns in our flesh, these many thises that we have to deal with. And for us as well, God's grace is sufficient for us. It is enough for us. We don't need more. Then we have Jesus coming into Jerusalem. We've kind of been on that journey. This is the triumphal entry. people are welcoming Jesus into Jerusalem as Messiah, as King. He comes in on a colt, not a big war horse as in a show of power, but in humility. This is something that is kind of surprising about this. He comes in and people are spreading cloaks on the ground. There are no palms in Luke's gospel, excuse me. So Palm Sunday is not Palm Sunday. It is they're laying down cloaks, and the purpose of that is so that even the dust from the ground doesn't get up to him. And they are welcoming him, right? They are saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." They are welcoming him as Messiah, the anointed one, the future king that they are have been waiting for since Israel ceased to be a sovereign nation. Now, for generations and generations, for hundreds of years, Israel has been a vassal of one empire or another. They are currently under the authority of the Roman Empire, and they wish for that authority to go away. There are those who are sort of taking up armed conflict, the zealots, in order to try to accomplish this. It's not going well, and ultimately, we know historically, it doesn't go well for Israel as they are. Jerusalem is destroyed, and the people are dispersed all over the world in 70 AD. The Pharisees are worried, right? The Pharisees are concerned because this is a threat. They're potentially, maybe they're worried for Jesus because he's sort of claiming this kingship, and they know that Rome is not going to like this very well. But also they're worried about their own power. What does this mean? And so they say, quiet, you know, let cool down. Tell your disciples to not be so crazy about all this. And Jesus says, if they did not cry out, the stones themselves would cry out. Just a beautiful sort of metaphor that if they weren't sort of lifting up this praise, it would be creation itself is excited about this Jesus coming into Jerusalem. So those are our readings for today. Let's go ahead and look at let's join in prayer. Satisfy us with your love in the morning, and we will live this day in joy and praise. Eternal God, we rejoice this morning in the gift of life, which we have received by your grace and the new life you give in Jesus Christ. Especially we thank you for ministries of compassion, witness, and service. Those who make and grow the things we need. The communities in which we live. Strength and abilities to serve you today. Indications of your love at work in the world. People of God, for what else do we give thanks? We give thanks that Bill is recovering from cataract surgery and doing well. And my grandfather is also recovering from surgery. God of grace, we offer our prayers for the needs of others and commit ourselves to serve them, even as you have served us in Jesus Christ. Especially we pray for the church in Africa. The conservation of the soil, water, and air. those closest to us in this community. Friends and relatives who are far away. All who care for others in body, mind, and spirit. People of God, for what else do we pray? We pray for John and Jan, friends of Bill's. John is reacting to a COVID vaccine, and Jan is in and out of consciousness after a stroke, and hospice has been called in. We pray for Tom, a friend of Sandy's son, who has stage 4 lymphoma. For Joy, a neighbor of Debbie's, who is in the hospital and has been diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. We pray for Diane and David, who are both experiencing health issues. And for Barbara, a friend of the church, who has health issues. God of our salvation, as the light of morning dawns, heaven and earth sing your praise. Cause us to live and grow in faith so that we may bear good fruit for the glory of your holy realm. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now let us continue to pray using the words that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now may we continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. Thank you so much for joining me today for daily prayer. Join me tomorrow for some more. Like this and follow or subscribe, depending on what platform you are on. Today's liturgy came from the Book of Common Worship of the Presbyterian Church USA 2018 edition. Our readings came from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, using the daily lectionary for today. Thank you so much for joining me. Go to our website, johncalvinchurch.org, for more information and find out what's going on. Have a very blessed day, and we'll see you next time. Bye.